It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and this is news that you can use from Car Edge for Thursday, April 25th, with your host, me, Ray, and, well, the other guy, Zach. What's going on, Mr. Zach?
The other guy. Wow. All right. Today's show, folks, brought to you by us, Car Edge, caredge.com. No dealers, no hassle, serious savings. Check it out, folks. If we can help you out with anything related to buying, selling, protecting a vehicle, we would like to. Ford. First quarter net income falls 24%. They only made 1.3 big ones. That's with a B, billion. Revenue rises despite lower production. Ford cited strong results from its commercial vehicle unit, which earned $3 billion before interest and taxes for the rising revenue as shipments fell. Interesting news from Ford is they didn't ship vehicles to dealers because they wanted to make sure that they didn't have, what did Farley say? 6 to 12 recalls
is what they prevented
by not shipping vehicles. Ford's earnings, their profit down nearly 25% in the first quarter. Really, really, really buoyed by none other than fleet sales, commercial division, not retail sales. Retail sales was a bit of a sour spot in their earnings. Can't be too surprised by this because we know Ford has been struggling to sell vehicles, having to incentivize them. But again, the bright spot, fleet sales coming to the rescue.
Yep. Commercial fleet sales. If it wasn't for the commercial division, Ford would have been in trouble. The EV division only lost $1.3 billion. The ICE division made, $980 million, below what they had expected. But the reason for that was, well, they cut down on some of their warranty costs and recalls, because, well, I don't know, they decided they would handle these problems before they actually shipped the cars to the dealers. What a novel concept. It's impacting their earnings, and I'm about to sneeze.
While he sneezes, I will share with everyone fleet sales out.
I didn't sneeze. Damn it.
What?
I wanted to sneeze. It felt like I was going to sneeze.
What? All right. You caught me by surprise there. Fleet sales outperformed new vehicle sales. This is from March 20th. Of this year, Cox Automotive talking about how in 2023, the new vehicle market was supported, buoyed by fleet sales. And then you look at Ford's earnings today, and the only bright spot is fleet sales. This has been, we've talked about for a long time, Dad, this has been the well that you can keep tapping if you're an automaker, which is fleet sales and commercial customers. I got to ask you the $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion question. When does the fleet sales well run dry? When have you tapped that thing too much, you can't tap it no more?
Apparently never. from what I've gathered, it's never. What they've tapped and pretty much run dry is, well, regular customer sales, regular retail sales. That well seems to have been tapped out. They use the excuse that, well, you know, the ICE division didn't do as well as we would have liked because we held back all those vehicles, for quality issues. Maybe they held back all those vehicles because, well, they wouldn't have sold had they shipped them anyway.
We know dealers have been talking to their Ford reps and saying, hey, no more. We're no mas. We're good. Yes. Don't send us any more vehicles. So it's similar to Stellantis in a lot of ways where the dealer body just doesn't want to take any more of the inventory. Farley literally came out and said, we avoided 12 recalls by holding back the freshened trucks 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
nice to know, you know, and even doing that, avoiding those 12, his guesstimate that there would have been 12 recalls, even doing that, they'll probably still lead the league in recalls this year. They are at the moment. And there's no reason to think that they won't by the end of the year. Some truths are self-evident, and Ford leading the league in recalls seems to be one of them. Could they be a four-time recall leader? Would that be like a Nikola Jokic winning the MVP again in the NBA? You tell me.
It seems like there's a chance. Let's just leave it at that. I want to go and do what we always do here on this channel, which is do some live experimentation. I'm at the car search, carriage.com, and then I clicked on car search. Let's do it, Deb. Let's get a pulse for what Ford inventory levels are looking like for the F-150. We'll go new, and I've used the Detroit zip code here. Let's look at the 2024s. These are the brand new ones.
Yes.
$65,000 MSRP. Oh, buddy.
Yeah, well, I'll help you with why. The why is because there's still so many 2023s out there. And so the dealers are pushing the 2023s. So when a customer comes in and they go, well, I want a pickup and I want that 2024, not a problem. That's going to sell pretty close to MSRP because, you know, it's a 2024 and it's freshened and it's brand spanking new. But if you want to save some serious money, we'll move you to a 2023. Okay, so it's not the freshened vehicle, but we can save you a poop ton of money. What are you doing?
That's super interesting. So I just pulled up, for those of you that listen to the podcast, apologies. We pulled up a 2024 Ford F-150 in Detroit, Michigan, and we were looking at the market day supply, which was almost 300. And then we came to a 2023 F-150, same zip code, and the market day supply is 27. There are 795 2023 Ford F-150 XLTs for sale within 100 miles of Detroit, Michigan. And 1,323 have sold in that same range in the past 45 days. There are, let's look at it, 25,000 or so new 2023 Ford F-150s. If we were to go over here and set that
nationwide.
Right. Nationwide, yep.
Yeah.
And let me make this just 2024. There are 63,000 new 2024s. And again, we'll click on this XLT. This had a 268-day supply. So there's 3,972 of them for sale. Only 668 have sold in the last 45 days within 100 miles of Detroit. So that is Ford's conundrum right there. They still have lingering 2023s that aren't selling. Yes. They held back for almost 2 months, 2024s, which was to mitigate recalls, supposedly. But also, if they had sent those out, they were just going to overwhelm their dealers with inventory. And they made way less money. Way less money. The only area that really buoyed them was fleet sales.
You could say it was to mitigate recalls when, in reality, it was based on the fact that they had shipped so many 2023s late in the model year and their dealers were overwhelmed with them. And they didn't want to create a situation where not only were they overwhelmed with 2023s that they needed to move, but they didn't want them to be also overwhelmed with 2024s that just arrived. It probably really had nothing to do with recalls and quality issues. That for the 2024s to have been delayed in shipment. And now you can see dealers are going to, I did this for, 43 years. Dealers are going to be much more aggressive in pushing those 2023s.
The day supply is super compelling. I mean, yeah. It tells that story. Yeah.
Yeah. They want to get rid of them. And whether the dealers are offering enhanced minimum commissions for salespeople to sell them, or they might be offering for every one 2023 F-Series pickup that you sell, that will count as two towards your monthly sales goal, so you can get to your sales goals bonus levels quicker. There are any number of ways that dealership management can create a reason for the salesperson to make sure anybody looking at a truck looks at that 2023, because it's in the salesperson's best interest to do that. And, this is just part of the car business. I remember reps used to say to me, well, we don't want to tell you about the new model that's coming out. Well, why? Well, you'll stop selling the current model. No, we won't. It's the only way we make a living is by selling what we have, not getting excited about what hasn't even been built yet. Okay. So that that matters not. What matters to a salesperson and a sales manager is what's on the ground and what you can sell and what you have to sell. And trust me, they are figuring out ways to push those 2023s. Because the first way you're going to do it as a sales manager and as a salesperson, when the salesperson comes to the sales manager and he says, "But my customer wants a big discount." Great. You want a big discount? 2023. That's it. Those are your choices. You want a minimal discount? 2024. You want to save some real money? 2023. And that's what's happening.
And again, Ford profits down significantly today. That's the lead story, is the fact that Ford net income, which is their profit, down 24% year over year for Q1. And the bright spot in their earnings was fleet sales, commercial division. Everything else was a sour spot. They talked about how they held back shipping 2024 vehicles to their dealer partners as a function of trying to mitigate recalls. When you dig into the numbers, it becomes very clear it's not because of the recalls. It's because of an oversupply of prior model year inventory that consumers are not paying for. The average transaction price for an F-Series pickup truck is over $66,000. Maybe it has something to do with that. All right.
Perhaps.
Let's switch gears, Dad. Let's jump to the chat. We've got a bunch of interesting stories to cover. From Mark. Thank you, Mark. I'm sorry, but I missed "Hello, handsome. Can I hear it again? It brightens my day." Mark must be a father.
Well, I didn't say "Hello, handsome." You know, there are comments that I see, and when I say "handsome," it pisses some people off. And for somebody who left that comment, I'm going to say, "Hello, handsome." And the reason I do it is just to get you worked up. Not you, but that commenter.
You say it because you think I'm handsome.
Well, I do think you're handsome and cute and darling. And, you know, that's my term of endearment for you. And it has been for, I don't know, how many years now?
28. Am I 28 or am I 29? I'm 28. All right, let's keep going.
You'll be 29 Matthew in July. Not that you should keep track. Yeah.
Matthew Hoskin. Thank you, Matthew. Ray, you were great on the Wealthion channel. Yeah, you were, Dad. Zach, in preparation for Puerto Rico, let's practice some Spanish pronunciation. Santander. Santander.
Ah, there you have it. Yeah. Mucho gracias, senor.
There it is. We've got here from David Langle saying Ram still has 2022s on dealer lots. Zach, check out University Dodge in Davie, Florida. Let's do it, folks. This is what I love about the car search and the tools we've built back on carriage.com. Go to the website, go to the car search, then under resources, go to dealer reviews. I know it's convoluted, but it works. What's it called? Davie?
What was Davie. It called? Davie something. Davie. It was
Davie Dodge. Davie University.
Davie Dodge.
Dodge? Davie. Let's see if we can find it here. Davie.
This is
Reynolds. Oh, it was University. It was University Dodge. There we go. Okay. But it was in Davie, Florida. Come on.
Gotcha.
Help me out. So what I did there is I then clicked on view inventory. So now we are just looking at the inventory of that particular dealer. I still have my filters set here. So let's get rid of that 2024 filter. They've got 844 new cars for sale at University Dodge Ram. Let's look at, let's just sort it by oldest. Days on market, oldest.
Why don't you just do it for 2022s?
Because there you go, Dad. They've had a 2022. Looks like they did a bunch of upfits to this. Wow, these are all 2022s. Look at that, man. 700 days, 660 days, 631 days.
Oh, these my. The one that's 700 days, that's going to be so exciting when it celebrates its second birthday there. They'll have, they'll probably bring out clowns and balloons. It's going to be.
How many 2022s they have, Dad?
Way too many.
We're on the second page and they still have 2022s. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's absurd, man.
Well, you know, I'm glad they're happy with them.
What are they doing?
Well, they're paying a lot of floor plan.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, custom. Yeah, they upfit these.
Yeah.
They put a bunch of, what are they doing with the price? Wow. What is going on here?
Wow.
Excited to see Stellantis earnings when they come out. Wow, that is absolutely wild. Let's come here, Dad. Igor at the auction. And today we got Repo Apocalypse at auction with Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, BMW Financial Services, and Volkswagen Credit. Repo galore. Cars still got temp tags on 2024 models with less than 500 miles on the odometer. Voluntary repos. Holy cow. Now, Pops, I don't know if you meant to leave me up here.
I was trying to fix my audio. I accidentally hit a cable and I got a blowout there.
What do you make of this, Dad? Repo Apocalypse, but this time coming from the floor plan line of credit, Mercedes-Benz Financial, BMW Financial Services, VW Credit. Temp tax on these vehicles, Dad. Less than 500 miles. Oh, voluntary repos is what Igor is saying. So these are not actually floor plan. These are customers who bought them and realized, okay, we can't have them. We got it. That is shocking.
It is interesting times in which we live. I will say that. And you know, I have to imagine, like at a University Dodge in Davie, Florida, those vehicles that are getting ready to celebrate second birthdays, they can't be floor planning them anymore. Those vehicles have to be paid off. And Igor knows it's all about inventory management. You know, I say it forever. I will say it until I draw my last breath. It's all about inventory management. And if your new car managers and general managers are not paying attention to their inventory and how old it is, shame on you as a dealer principal for not holding them accountable to that. It is imperative that you turn your inventory as quickly as possible, unless, of course, as the dealer principal, you have designed a pay plan that pays your staff for holding on to your inventory as long as possible.
And I think
for one owner that worked that way.
I see Debbie here. Debbie's on the team back at Car Edge, and she also has some exposure to a lot of dealers. Like, if this is also happening with Ford F-150s, the upfitted ones. Upfit means that they put all sorts of custom accessories, add-ons, things like that. That was very common when there was limited inventory because it just made the vehicles more profitable.
Yes.
And now we're seeing remnants of that today where these trucks are just sitting there. And we know that's happening for Ford. We know that's happening for Ram. Obviously, what we were just looking at with that dealership down in Davie, Florida was...
So if you're that store's new car manager and you did that, you upfitted these vehicles, you now bite the bullet and you lose whatever it is you need to lose in order to move them. And you basically pay the dealer for working there that day. But it was your idea to upfit them. And at a certain point, you have to pay the price for that bad decision. It probably seemed to make a tremendous amount of sense when you did it. It makes no sense now, and so you bite the bullet, you take the losses, you move on, you replace them with vehicles that you can sell quickly, and you get back into the car business the way it was meant to be, which is where you turn your inventory as quickly as possible.
Had a fly in here that I had to swap. That was amusing. All right, we've got from Niller8P. Thank you for the contribution. It looks like my EV is being repurchased. I'd like to get another EV, but the depreciation numbers are wild. Any leasing tips? Try to lower payments, assuming I won't buy the car. What does that mean, being repurchased? It looks like my EV is being repurchased.
I have no idea. What does that mean? Who's repurchasing it? The dealer, once you bought it, the dealer can't buy it back unless you sell it to them, unless, of course, you bought it and they couldn't get you financed and you have to bring it back.
Financing. Give us some more insight, Miller, into what happened here.
Yes.
That being said, any leasing tips? Yeah, definitely. Don't put any cash down. You ask for a lease quote, use our lease template, get the residual money factor. There's all sorts of Google search, Car Edge lease, or we can pull up some materials as well. But any quick hits on leasing tips, Dad?
Well, the only thing I would say, if you're trying to get another EV, is the only thing you should do is lease it based on the type of depreciation we've been seeing across the EV lineup at the moment. So, look for whoever has a strong deal on leases at the manufacturers buying back due to Lemon Law. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, and they're not putting you into a brand new vehicle. They're not helping you do that. But I would only lease an EV. That would be the only thing that I would do.
And again, we have an email to here. I'll pull it up so that we can all look at it. So when you're on a vehicle that you're interested in on the car search, just scroll down or scroll up. There it is. View email templates. The URL, I'll put the URL in the chat here so that everyone has it as well. And if you replace the VIN in the URL, it'll pre-fill the information for the email templates. Email asking for a lease quote. So you can see here, this was for that vehicle that I had just clicked from, that Ram. But you can see, you know, given the stock number, we know it's been sitting for 489 days. Holy cow. Lease terms, you're asking for the dealer discounted selling price, manufacturer rebates, residual value, money factor. This is the email to send. Just hit that copy button and send that out. And that should definitely save you some time, headache, and energy. From Bill. Thank you, Bill. Hi, Ray. Keep the handsomes coming. Thanks for being yourself on here. A rare gem. Very kind, Bill. Thank you for that.
Yes. Well, you're going to be handsome forever, even when you're not. Hey, you know, I, when I was much younger, I was never handsome. I was kind of cute. And I don't even know that I'm cute anymore. I'm just, you know, I'm short and I'm fat and I'm bald and I've got a face that looks like the moon, because it's so damn round. What I'm suggesting to you, handsome, is that as we age, we evolve, and it's not always for the better.
Well, you look good to me, man. You look good to me.
Thank you.
Want to pull up a comment here from UM Tiger. Is Igor ever a live guest on here? Igor, we need you to come on, man, especially one of these days when you're at the auction. It'd be incredible if you called in. We could get you on here to talk about what you're seeing. So the invite is out there for Igor, but he is an incredible community champion. He is active over on the community forum here on YouTube. So thank you, Igor. Dan, thanks for being here. Dan, University of Dodge has 45 2022 model year vehicles on their lot. If these units are on floor plan, which they likely aren't at this point, but if they were, the dealer would have over $2 million in capital tied up on the... Yeah, that is absurd. I mean, even if they did pay him off, you still have the capital tied up. Either you're still financing them or you bit the bullet and you paid for them outright, so you no longer have interest expense against those 45 units. Either way, you have $2 million tied up. It's insane.
Apparently the dealer principal is really, really very wealthy and he doesn't mind it. I once worked for an owner who believed that he would just hold on to cars forever. And ultimately, when somebody was looking for whatever it might be, we'd have the only one left that was, if it was a new car, the only one left in America, and we could get whatever the hell we thought was fair for it. Which is great if you want to hold on to a car for 700, 800, 900 days. To me, it didn't make much sense. To him, it did. I don't know.
Let's do a quick another experiment. Igor, thanks again. Again, open invite. 2023 Mach-E GT with 9,100 miles just got sold for $23,000 at the auctions. Massive depreciation. All right, so that's a 2023 Ford Mustang Mach-E GT. Let's pull that up here on the car search.
Oh my God, what's that? A $75,000 vehicle, brand new?
Pretty sure, but we're gonna look. Mustang Mach-E new. We're gonna go to trim. Yep, we're gonna go to trim. We're gonna do GT. Okay. You know what? Not that bad. Only like a $55,000 to $60,000 vehicle.
Oh, okay. And it's worth less than half of that a year later with 9,000 miles on it. That's got to make you feel good if you're a guy that, if you're somebody that bought one.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, that is a lot of depreciation. That is absurd. Hey, we've got here from Mike, Dad. No comment, but a kind contribution.
Thank you, Mike. That, Mike.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And before we go to our favorite segment of the show, we've got from S.J. Bach. Ray, as a woman, I can see you are definitely cute and have a fun personality. So there you go, yeah. Pops.
Well, thank you, S.J. Bach. The problem with that is if I didn't have a personality at all, nobody would pay any attention to me. So, you know, people would look and they go, oh, he's not that cute. Sure. Oh, and he's got a sour personality on top of that. Well, let's just leave that son of a gun alone. Yeah.
Let's do it, Dad.
Really? You got to be kidding me.
We've got, from Lithia Toyota of Klamath Falls, a 2023 Toyota BZ4X deal worksheet, folks. Get excited.
Whoa.
Market value selling price, $51,874. The rebate, which is the dealer discount and all the rebates added up, $17,750. That, folks, is not the really you got to be kidding me. The really you got to be kidding me is not a $17,750 discount on a Toyota. The really you got to be kidding me, Dad, is that you get $1,000 for lifetime oils.
What? You get $1,000 for, you have to pay for that? For lifetime oils on a vehicle that doesn't use oil? Boy, that sounds like a bargain. I can't wait to go to that dealer. Such an upstanding dealership. Oh my goodness gracious. And they're only charging you $795 up front for the excess wear. Is this a lease or a purchase?
I think it must be a lease. There's no way they're charging you $795 for a line item called excess wear. And the lease deals, yeah, you see the money factor actually off to the left here. The lease deals on the BZ4Xs are absurd. Like you can get an even better deal than this on a BZ4X. Yeah, very cheap.
Yeah.
But the fact that you've got $1,000 add-on on this lease for lifetime oils on a 36-month lease, you don't need a lifetime oil anything, let alone on an electric vehicle that doesn't have the oil. I mean,
is that a Florida dealer? Was that our favorite Florida dealer that charged $1,795 for their friends and family program?
Klamath Falls. No, it's Oregon.
Yeah, I was going to say, there ain't no falls in Florida. So,
it's wow. Oregon.
Wow. Well, you know, can you do me one small favor? Because I think this is another really, you got to be kidding me. Oh, and I sent it to you the other day, and you know what it is.
Yeah, but I don't have that email. Okay, I'll find it. Give me a second.
Yeah, no, we'll give you all the time you need because it's just this. As I've been known to say occasionally, certain things frost my cookies. And this puts more frost on my cookies than most things, assuming that Zach can find it. Because, you know, one of the things...
I found it.
Okay, good.
All right, give me a second, folks.
Yeah. So one of the things we talk about here a lot is dealer advertising and fake dealer advertising, where they advertise prices that you can't actually buy the vehicle for. And, you know, we feel very strongly about that there should be some legitimacy and honesty and transparency in the pricing. And lots of people, you know, when we talk about that in the comments, we'll say, oh, I can't wait till all the dealers are gone and you just buy the car directly from the manufacturer. Well, here's an example of the manufacturer is no better than the dealers.
Let me show it, Pops. Okay. This is the Tesla Model Y. You can see all the pricing, right?
Yes. And once it get to the cash side, it includes $8,000 of potential incentives. Now, notice on, just go to the, can you keep it on the cash side? Okay. Notice that what stands out is the price, $28,990. Now, included in that price, it includes $8,000 of potential incentives and an estimated five-year gas savings of $6,000. Well, that's great. What if you don't qualify for any or most of the $8,000 of potential incentives? And exactly how do they figure that you're going to save $6,000 in fuel costs? Do they know what your electric's going to cost over the next 5 years? That is such a disingenuous and fraudulent way to advertise your product. They are no better than most dealerships out there. And as a model brand in this new world of EVs, they should be ashamed of themselves, okay? Absolutely ashamed of themselves. Put what the selling price is. The selling price isn't $28,990. The selling price is $42,990 because you got to add 8 and 6, that's $14,000. So stop with the nonsense. Stop trying to fool people into thinking that it's something other than it really is. That is just so uncalled for. I'm done. My opinion.
In my opinion.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Joe says, thank you, Joe. This is for Ray to get Nosh at Down Beach Deli at Margate. Thank you, Joe.
You know, I was just across the street from there yesterday when I was at Colmar dropping off a return to go back to the sender. I need to swing by when we get back from Puerto Rico. I'll swing by Down Beach and Peggy, God bless you. You are determined to get me into much better shape. Can I say something? I love Peggy. Okay, every day she donates $2 so that I can do my silly chair dance. Bless her for that.
Thank you for that, Peggy. Greatly appreciated. Friendly reminder, y'all. End of month is coming up. CarEdge.com. We have our end of month promotion ending in 10 days, 11 hours. So I don't know. It goes a little bit past the end of the month, but take advantage of it, folks. We've got the car search, which is free. The car buying service, which is not free. The car buying tools, some are free, some are not. You need to sell your car, we can help you with that. The warranty and protection plans. We've got mechanical, technology, tire and wheel, and key replacement. Explanations for how it all works, information about who we are and why we do what we do, and all of the free resources under resources in the top right. Diet update, Pops. How's your diet going?
I'm fat as ever. As hard as I've tried to lose weight, it hasn't really happened. So there you have it. I'm just going to look like a beached whale in Puerto Rico. And you know, that's it. You know, I have accepted my lot in life. I am just a short, fat, bald man now. And that's who I am. And I'm just going to embrace it.
Did you really think 1 week of just eating bananas was going to change? Like,
well, I thought it would help a little. I haven't had a ginger ale in 2 weeks. You know, I've cut down on my sugar.
Are you enjoying the walks?
Yes. Got a little chilly here today. You know, let's see today.
This spray tan. Tan looks better than tan fat looks better than pale fat. There you go.
Yeah, folks. And the good news is, you know, if I walk today, it's 47 degrees outside and the wind's whipping around at about 25, 30 miles an hour. It's just going to be a lovely walk out there today.
Want to answer this question from Tim, who backs your extended warranty? Word is, it is best to purchase one backed by the manufacturer. Company's called Protective. They're a massive insurance company. So ultimately, they're the backers, and they've got a clip, a commercial liability insurance policy behind that. Yeah, Tim, most of the manufacturer warranty products are actually administered by third parties. So just do your research. Use our quote as a competitive or a tool so you can negotiate a better price at the dealer. Double check that the dealer is offering the manufacturer one, because again, most all of them are administered through third parties. That's some info for you, Tim. No smoke, no mirrors. From Rich Diana Hare Ray, hire a trainer. The likelihood my dad would hire a trainer. My girlfriend's a personal trainer.
Thank you. I know a trainer.
He's not doing it, folks. He's not doing it. And the walking is good for you, Dad.
Let me say this. And I love Laura, but she ain't going to waste her time on me. She's just not. Even if I paid her. I mean, she knows. She knows me well enough to know.
Just be happy. If you enjoy the walks, do the walks. The walks are so good for you, man.
Would I be happier if I was 20 pounds lighter? I'd still be short and fat and bald. I just wouldn't
be healthier. You'd be healthier.
I might be healthier. You know, at this point, I am what I am. I've accepted who and what I am. If you ask me, you know. Yeah, but I wouldn't
Thanks want
you
to be in here, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. But I wouldn't want Laura to waste her time. You know what? I'm good. I'm good just like this. I really am.
I'm happy for you, Pops. I'm happy for you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, normal time. We'll tune in then, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern time. Dad, enjoy your afternoon. I know it's a little chillier, but enjoy it. And I love you. Love you very much.
I love you, too. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And then Saturday, the big train ride from Atlantic City to Philadelphia, and then Philadelphia to New Carrollton Station in Maryland, where your sister and brother-in-law are going to pick me up. And then Sunday, bright and early Sunday morning, we'll all meet at the BWI to catch our flight to...
Will it be over tomorrow? Yeah. Game will probably be over. It's over.
It's over. Listen, if it's not over tomorrow, it'll be over Saturday. You know, you can rest assured. Eventually, it'll be over.
A great day, everyone. Love you, Dad.
Love you, too.